Glenn Swilly, manager. He's come out there against Ardragh with a 15-1-7 victory. 5 points in the end, and on paper at least might look comfortable. Was anything but there at certain stages, Eddie?
No, we were in a good position at half-time, and the one thing we weren't at half-time happened within five or ten seconds. It started the second half where we backed off and let them in for a goal. And they rallied us and they kind of rattled us for a wee bit after that. And, you know, I think we let ourselves be dragged into it. But again, like the boys, there's nobody in Donegal more suited to that. You know, when the chips were down, they got to within a point. They had a very scoreable free, I felt, and they missed it. And I think we pulled away then. Like the boys, you know, went up in an extra gear. And like, as I said, you're just watching the game there today. Like Kieran Boner, you know, he's in and out of the team last year. He's back to his best. He had as good a game today as he's had for a while. And Murphy and Coppard, 5 points each as well. You know, and the big players, your Eamon Wards, your Kells, and boys, they all stood up. Liam Kelly's very good. And, you know, again, you know, it's one of the ones that, you know, we had six players missing this there at the county final, you know, and that's a big turnover of player. Yeah. That's over a third of your team. And, like, the boys that come in did so seamlessly. So we're happy with that. But we're happy to have the 2 points, but we're not overly enthused with it performance-wise. But, again, like, that's not about performance in championship, Frank, as you know. Like, it's about getting them 2 points on the board.
Yeah, it was patchy there at times, and at stages it looked like he's had a real vice-like grip on it, but he's let Ardragh squirm off the hook on a number of occasions. They went 2 up early on, but you just went 7-2 clear then, and looked like he's had it. And even the dismissal of Paddy McGrath to a black card looked like it was going to have a huge impact, but as you say, that 10 or 11 seconds of not switching on at the very start of the second half could have cost you, because even going into the fourth quarter, I think it was Jack Brennan that kicked Ardragh back to within the minimum, so definitely would have been worried and concerned there at certain stages.
Oh, we definitely were worried and concerned. That's a couple of games in a row that's happened at the start of the second half, so it's obviously something we're doing wrong, so that's up to us to find the key to that. But like, and when it came to 10 minutes to go, there was a point in it. We took Michael out to the 45 and he started getting on the ball, and you know, we started getting out of defence again, and that's what you have your marquee players there for, Frank, at the end of the day. You know,
yeah, you talk about leaders, and I suppose Ardragh were probably, you know, void the likes of Kenneth Doherty and Brenton Boyle. You go through the score sheet there, Kieran Boner's had 4, you know, Gary McFadden's had 4 or 5, Michael Murphy's had 4 as well. So when the chips were down, you needed those lads to drag the others through. You have them in abundance there, and Eddie, that's probably the difference at this level.
I think what affected Ardragh, but too, like, of course they kind of caught us out at the start. They went a wee bit different to what they were expected. We adjusted to that then, you know, when we got in a good run. But I think Ardragh went a wee bit more defensive than they normally would today, because in the absence of Kenneth Doherty, they kept an extra man or two back, which probably affected them and their transition moving out of defence. Yeah. You know, when they went for a wee bit in the second half, you could say, man, listen, we had no 100 but respect for Ardragh. We know they're a good championship team, and like, they beat us 3 out of 4 times last year, Frank, so we certainly weren't taking them lightly, and it's a good job we didn't, because you know you could be found out on any day in a championship. Yeah. I mean, we were last year up in Kentucky as well, so I'm, as I said, it's job done, you know, and it's onwards and upwards now to August.
This is a busy number here, and I'm sure you've dipped your feet into the world of politics this week too, so you're going to have to go into that there with a lot of help on the sidelines here, but you're a busy man. I'm sure that's the way you enjoy it, and it's going to be very busy now as well as you go in that stage of your life as well.
Ah, well, like it's like everything else, Frank, it's something I've always had an interest in, but to be honest, it's Friday night, you know, and kind of talked about it, like I haven't, you know, I haven't even thought about it. My whole focus was on this game today. Like, it's my first ever championship game as a manager, and like, and Glenn Swilly, your judge in championship, you know what I mean? Like, people might forgive the odd league game, but you have to win your championship matches, and I'm just delighted to go over the line for the boys. See, they put on a massive effort all since the start of the year.